Right now, we are focusing on people living with albinism. And in the past, we've been asking our delegates to bring sunscreen, sun hats, and sunglasses for this population back home. But then recently, we just discovered that the sunscreens that we've been sending back home are really made for Caucasian people and not for African people. We have different skin to begin with, but people with albinism in Africa are affected differently by the sun and the altitude and the environment back home in Africa. So the sunscreens they are using, they don't prevent cancer, most of them, because they are, if you see them, they'll say UVB protection, which prevents sunburn, and actually it allows sun tanning because that's what Caucasians want, and they also do not have moisture because they want to go swimming. But we need moisture in people living with albinism, and we also need a broad spectrum. So because of that, what we're wanting to do right now, Women of Dominion, is looking into working with somebody locally in Zimbabwe to develop and distribute sunscreens for people that are effective for people living with albinism.
So have you made any inroads so far?
Yes, we are on the pre-phase. We're working with a gentleman called Dr. Joey Chifamba. He's a pharmacist. He has actually developed one. He did one several years ago, and I think it was acknowledged in Zimbabwe. But he hasn't made any forward steps because of, you know, finances, of course, and trying to find ways to disseminate it. He does distribute it on an individual basis from his pharmacy. And so he has done a little bit, but we want to see how we can work with them to get this sunscreen that he developed, because we were looking into developing our own or finding someone to help us developing our own. But I think if we partner with him with what he already has, we can go further with that. So we are in negotiations and trying to figure out a partnership that's comfortable for both.
How many people living with albinism are you assisting currently?
Right now, we've been working with ALCOS. It's an organization just outside of Harare. It has about 800 people living with albinism, and about 300 of those are children. So that's an organization headed by Miss Loveness Mainato, who herself has 5 kids living with albinism. So that's what initiated her getting this organization put together.